You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. It doesn't feel like Halloween is that far into the rearview mirror, but with Thanksgiving less than a week away, we are deep enough into November now that it's impossible to avoid the holiday shopping onslaught. So, how does this year's season shape up for retailers and consumers? Each year, we turn to contributor Eileen Dalabrida for some answers. Her piece on this year's expectations and trends is available right now at DelawarePublic.org, and she joined me earlier this week to expound on what she found. Well, first, let's start with the outlook. How busy are retailers expected to be this holiday shopping season? Is it expected to be a big season?
It's jingle all the way this year, Tom. We're expecting a very prosperous holiday for retailers. People are feeling very confident. They're opening their wallets, and predictions range up to a total spend of more than $1 trillion into the economy. That's the best ever.
And what's driving that anticipated additional spending? What are the experts saying is getting people out there to, as you said, open their wallets?
It's led by low unemployment. And also rising income. People have a little bit more in their paychecks because of their tax cut, and also wages are finally starting to inch up, and consumers are feeling strong and confident.
So this year, Thanksgiving a bit earlier than usual, but I imagine maybe that's not as big a deal as it was in the past. While Black Friday, obviously still a very big day for retailers, most of them are not waiting until that day to really start promoting or offering their deals, right? I mean, it's moved well earlier than that now.
It has. And starting the really big deals will start on Thanksgiving Day. And I think the fact that Thanksgiving is early this year, that shoppers do have more time to spend, will be very good for retailers because people can keep buying.
And there is still that push to get people into stores, whether, as you mentioned, it's Thanksgiving night, Black Friday morning, generally speaking throughout the season. What are the numbers telling us about people shopping in-store now versus online? Because obviously we've seen that trend moving toward online shopping. Where do things stand now in that kind of tug of war?
People will still visit stores. Those predictions range from anywhere from 75% of people to in the high 90% of folks. We're looking at a combination. There are very good reasons for retailers to get people into stores because if we see things, touch things, are attracted to things, we're more likely to buy them. But there are also reasons for them to get us to buy online because you don't have to have that additional real estate for shoppers to go into. You don't have to have somebody to wait on them. So that makes their margins a little higher.
Do we have a sense, though, if more people are shopping online? So is that number still growing, or is that kind of leveled off a bit?
That number is still growing, but it isn't growing at the rapid rate that we've seen in recent years.
And technology continues to play an increasing role in how people are doing their holiday shopping, whether it's online or in person. What can you tell us about how tech continues to play this kind of bigger role in how people actually spend their money?
Well, Walmart had great success with an app that points you to the bargains in their store. So they've rolled that out for Christmas, too. So instead of charging through the store on Thanksgiving or on Black Friday, looking for that bargain, that doorbuster that you must have, you'll know exactly where it is, and you have your route planned. There are a lot of people using their phones to comparison shop in the stores, things that we've all been doing for a while now, clicking that picture, sending it to a significant other, saying, do you think Johnny would like this? And also using our voice-activated virtual assistants, both to make our lists and to place orders.
You know, your piece noted that retailers are also perhaps a little bit more willing to put some of those doorbusters and things online. So whether you're doing it yourself or using Alexa, there is more reason to feel like you can get that additional bargain online as opposed to just in store.
You can indeed. But it's not keeping people from going out and in those big promotional things, that lining up in front of stores. And the indications are that people do that because they enjoy it. It's sport. Recreation.
It is amusing. I don't personally understand it, but we do see it every single year. I want to kind of flip the script a little bit here and ask about retailers hiring for the holidays. They are still doing that, even though maybe there are less people in the stores than in the past. But how many people are they bringing in, considering the rise in online shopping? And how easy are those jobs to fill these days?
The NRF, the National Retail Federation, forecast at least 650,000 jobs, and that's 10% more than last year. And in anticipation of competition for seasonal workers, Macy's and Target began hiring those part-timers in July. They wanted to have them in the stores and in place. The consulting firm Challenger Gray and the aptly named Christmas predicts 704,000 jobs. So that's a lot of people. They're paying them a little more. JCPenney is offering drawings for vacations. Kohl's has special shopping days just for their employees and is giving them deep discounts. Target is handing out gift cards. They really need these folks.
And I guess that's where we see the low unemployment number coming into play, where maybe back in the Great Recession, people were desperate for these part-time jobs to supplement their income. Now, with more people employed, and as you mentioned, maybe making a little bit more money, there's not as much motivation for people to go out and take that part-time holiday job.
Things have changed.
What are some of the other trends to look for this holiday shopping season? I know you outlined a number of other things that people can look for.
Well, I think that we are going to see a lot of really, really deep discounts. That Target is offering a 55-inch smart TV for $200. That the competition is going to be very good for consumers. I think we're also going to see abundant inventory because there are indications that merchants have really overordered in anticipation of higher prices as a result of the tariffs on goods made in China that will kick in January.
I wanted to ask you something you didn't mention in your piece, but I'm kind of curious. Is there maybe perhaps a little bit more urgency or interest in the stores like the Targets, the Walmarts this year? Because Toys R Us, for instance, doesn't exist anymore. So a place where a lot of people, I'll raise my hand here, used to go to buy the kids their toys for Christmas doesn't exist anymore. Does that perhaps put those particular stores in competition a little bit more because they're looking for that market share?
They are the folks who put Toys R Us out of business, the Walmarts and the Targets. And they're all alone in those really deep discounts and having those hot toys. It is an opportunity for some of the retailers who are struggling, like Sears and Kmart. But it's a real boon for Walmart and Target having this major toy player off the table.
On the other side, how about small retailers? Small Business Saturday has been around for a while now. Do you think that that's made a difference for the mom and pop shops that are also trying to get their piece of this holiday shopping pie?
I think so. I think I've spoken with a number of shoppers who are who've made a commitment to shopping local, and they want things that are unique. They want things that they feel are special, and they want to support their local economy, their community, and these retailers that they have relationships with. And I think that's really, really good for small business. And the small business has done a really good job of stepping up and offering things that the big stores don't.
And finally, I ask this every year, and I'll ask it again now. Is there any benefit to waiting, being that procrastinator who goes out and does their shopping at the very last minute?
Well, that depends. If a lot of people are holding out and retailers haven't met their goals, we're going to see those prices go down because they want to get it off the shelves. They don't want it hanging around there in January. But if they're doing really well, the consumers, the procrastinators, may have outsmarted themselves. I think, too, that one of the things that we might not have to worry about is slim inventories. I think in previous years, especially when the economy was bad and economies were and the inventories were very lean, we're not seeing that now. So that sweater in your favorite color might just be around later in the season. You might not have to snap it up, but who knows?
Thanks to contributor Eileen Dalabrida for joining us on The Green this week. A reminder, her piece on the holiday shopping season is available right now at DelawarePublic.org. And we have more to come on The Green, including our latest arts playlist, which highlights a new book on a Delawarean who served in World War II. That's up next after a check of your local headlines from Delaware Public Media.